There are smiles all around in the South Shore School in Port Wing. School Superintendent and Principal Clendon Gustafson says one parent told him his kid did a cartwheel when it was clear the referendum passed.
We've got five more years to continue to educate students in a small school environment and continue the high educational standards that we've proven over the years through our test scores and through our co-curricular participation. So we're going to be able to continue that in a nice small school environment for our kids. That's terrific.
South Shore is a mostly low-income district with one building and 154 students. 70% of them qualify for free or reduced lunches. But the district itself is large, covering 350 square miles. Don Stevens is the president of the Wisconsin Rural Schools Alliance, a new organization representing 35 districts. He says a 695 to 131 vote raising property taxes in the next 5 years is stunning, but he says it sends a message about cutting money to schools.
Well, nobody wants to pay more taxes. There comes a point in some places where it's simply essential to do so for the betterment of everybody in that school and community. I am more optimistic about the rural schools passing the referendum than others.
Stevens says many small districts are on the financial ropes, but he says rural schools are the hub of small communities where teachers, administrators, and voters make it a point to work together for the students. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.